The federal government is under pressure to expand its subsidies for complementary medicines as a way to cut the cost of healthcare. One of Australia's leading economic forecasting firms released a study today that shows that the nation could save hundreds of millions of dollars if more people used complementary medicines. But the Australian Medical Association is sounding a note of caution, warning that there needs to be more research to ensure that any government-backed treatments are reliable, safe and effective. Ashley Hall has our report.
In the realm of complementary medicine, there's a fair bit of uncertainty. With little credible research to rely on, consumers are often left wondering if the treatment they've selected will actually work. Or is it a big waste of money?
What this study shows is that treatments such as acupuncture as an adjunct for chronic low back pain, St John's wort for mild to moderate depression, and fish oil in the secondary prevention of heart disease not only help to relieve the symptoms and relieve the illnesses that they are treating, but they also result in significant cost savings to the health system.
Professor Karen Phelps is the president of the Australasian Integrative Medicine Association and a general practitioner.
And that's not even looking at knock-on savings like productivity, absenteeism and performance in the workplace.
A lot of people, when we talk about complementary medicines, respond by saying, "Ah, no, that's quackery." Why do you think that is still the prevailing notion when we talk about complementary medicine?
I don't believe the notion of quackery related to complementary medicines is any more the prevailing attitude. When you look at the US, for example, 91% of US medical schools are offering a required course in integrative medicine. There's very much a move within the medical schools to incorporating complementary medicines as part of the curriculum. The Royal Australian College of General Practitioners is moving towards a chapter of integrative medicine, which combines conventional medicine with complementary medicine on an evidence basis. And I think as the evidence has grown and is growing for complementary medicines in the areas of safety and efficacy and now cost effectiveness, I think it will become increasingly integrated into mainstream care. And I think that what we are seeing in integrative medicine in this country is going to be an emerging mainstream.
The National Institute of Complementary Medicine at the University of Western Sydney commissioned Access Economics to look at the cost effectiveness of some popular treatments for some of the most common and costly chronic health problems, including lower back pain, heart disease, depression and arthritis. The study found that using the herbal treatment St John's wort instead of standard pharmaceuticals for mild to moderate depression could save nearly $50 million a year, while switching osteoarthritis patients to a leading herbal preparation could claw back $178 million a year.
There are millions literally to be saved by the appropriate use of well-evidenced complementary medicines for specific chronic diseases.
Professor Alan Bensusan is the Executive Director of the National Institute of Complementary Medicine.
Half of the use of complementary medicines by two-thirds of the Australian population is actually for chronic disease management and illness prevention.
So why aren't doctors urging their patients to switch?
There is a perception issue that complementary medicines somehow aren't real medicines, that they don't work or that there's problems with them.
Lynn Pizzullo is a director of Access Economics and the author of the study.
Many of these medicines are also subject to GST, as opposed to traditional medicines which don't have GST and also which are subsidised.
So would you urge the government to reconsider the GST on these substances?
Look, I think in the general reforms that are occurring at the moment, it's an ideal opportunity through the MBS review and also for things like acupuncture, but also through PBS review processes to assess the evidence for the cost-effectiveness of these medicines and their efficacy and safety.
The Federal Vice President of the Australian Medical Association, Steve Hambleton, says doctors are waiting to see further research.
When you do rigorous studies, you should be able to prove that they're better than placebo or sugar tablets. And if they've got that evidence, then we'd look forward to those actually being available because they may actually be cheaper if what Access Economics is telling us.
He says in time, many unconventional medicines will become conventional.
If you think about pharmaceutical company research, they're going into rainforests to look at new chemicals. They're going to coral reefs. They're actually extracting venom from snakes to look at chemicals that actually work and become conventional medicines. So we need to look at these things more closely.
So it's not quackery?
Well, the trouble is some of it may be. And I think that's where we've got to look at the evidence. And some of it can be misleading, but, you know, we're looking at snake venom rather than snake oil in some occasions.
Whatever the treatment, Dr. Hambleton says patients should talk to their doctor about all medicines they're taking because some unconventional and conventional treatments can interact with grave consequences. Professor Phelps says that sort of problem could be avoided if all doctors took a more holistic approach to treating their patients.
And I think what we need to do is to educate consumers about the most high quality use of complementary medicines alongside conventional medicine.
And that's Professor Karen Phelps ending Ashley Hall's report.